Running a business is hard enough. Don't make it harder with a dozen apps that don't talk to each other. One for sales, another for inventory, a separate one for accounting. That's software overload. Odoo is the all-in-one platform that replaces them all. CRM, accounting, inventory, e-commerce, HR. Fully integrated, easy to use, and built to grow with your business. Thousands have already made the switch. Why not you? Try Odoo for free at odoo.com. That's odoo.com.
Tired of spills and stains on your sofa? Wash away your worries with Anabay. Anabay is the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly prices. That's right, sofas start at just $699. Enjoy a no-risk experience with pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and changeable slip covers made with performance fabric. Experience cloud-like comfort with high-resilience foam that's hypoallergenic and never needs fluffing. The sturdy steel frame ensures longevity, and the modular pieces can be rearranged anytime. Shop washablesofas.com for early Black Friday savings, up to 60% off site-wide, backed by a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not absolutely in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping or restocking fees. Every penny back. Upgrade now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Dish Nation, everybody. Woo! Oh, yeah. I'm here in the LA studio. Right. My partner Frank there. And of course, we're here in the studio in LA. And Sherry and Chewy are dishing with us from home. What's going on, guys?
What's up,
hey,
you guys?
Heidi. How hey, doing? Frank. Hi. Now, the ATO crew will join us in a few. But is Brad's sister, Lisa Ray, willing to give her cougar cakes up to this rapper? Mm-hmm.
And Shia LaBeouf and Margaret Qualley bare it all in a new music video.
Plus, we go thirst trapping with the stars with former bachelorette Hannah Brown and my buddy Charlie Puth. But yo, Sherry, what you got?
Well, Chewy, Cardi B is not here for the haters at all. So a social media post started circulating the internet claiming that Birkin bags have literally lost their value because Cardi and other female black rappers make them easy to get and less exclusive. And Cardi was not too happy about the post. She jumped on Instagram to share her message about racism that black women still face when it comes to the luxury brands. Take a look.
Why is it that y'all asking female rappers if y'all could get a, if they could get a bag from the Hermes store? Y'all don't do this to these white celebrities. Another thing is that they say that we depreciate the value. Actually, we add value because in hip hop, when we mention brands in hip hop, they go up.
Well, you know, what I don't understand is how is it easy to get when they're still, as we talked about it on Dish, they're $20,000 bags. They're not easy to get.
Right. You need money to get these. Yeah,
Chewy, what do you think about what Cardi said after seeing that Instagram? What do you think about what she said? Is she right?
My girl Cardi B, I heard no lies whatsoever. She's speaking the truth.
So, Chewy, Sherry, what do you do? Do you think the communities should boycott these
brands? Boycotting Birkin bags.
Well,
I can tell you right
Frank,
now, I'm boycotting.
I'm with you, Heidi. I'm going to boycott those $20,000 Birkin bags. I'm going straight over to Macy's, and I'm gonna get me a regular purse
girl.
Over at Macy's.
Yes.
I'm gonna get me a nice
Kate Spade.
I'm getting me a JanSport.
JanSport is it.
Well, you know what? I really wish DeBrat was here for this one, but we may have a potential. I think you know where I'm going with this.
Ooh.
Yes.
Smash alert.
Yeah, Lisa Ray McCoy. Oh, boy. Might be interested in giving a rapper Meek Mill a slice of her cougar cakes.
Ooh.
Lisa recently announced the launch of her OnlyFans last week, and Meek Mill expressed that he was interested in the VIP package.
Which prompted
Lisa to tell the rapper,
Lisa Ray,
come through.
But anybody that knows Brat's sister, Lisa Ray, and her name is Lisa Ray. She'll cut you if you call her Lisa. Heidi, I'm just trying to save your life in there.
Okay, all right, so I'll say Lisa Ray. Lisa Ray recently announced the launch
of her 12 times.
Okay, great. Okay, I got it. Thank you, Sherry. Got my back on that.
Lisa Ray, I saw Meek Mill responded to your OnlyFans announcement.
Damn!
Do they have
that.
prices.
He wants you. He see you. He wants you.
Selena,
you said he in Atlanta.
I tell him I'm here and tell him to pull through. Come through. My birthday.
He can pull through with the vault any day.
Okay.
Chewy, Sherry, could you see these two hooking up?
Absolutely. Lisa Ray is a strong-ass woman, and she's an OG in the game, and I think that's what Meek needs by his side, a strong-ass woman like that that'll keep him in check. That's what he needs. Meek, go get Lisa Ray. Go get her.
You got to come correct with Lisa Ray. Number one, you have to have the financials to back up anything that you're coming at her with. You have to be able to take care of your business. She loves entrepreneurs. So if you got someone that and you got some moral character and she can take you to church on a Sunday, I think they'd be good together.
What does it mean if a girl is in your DMs and she says to you, Frank Kramer, come through?
Yeah, you know how when you invite Dracula into your house, you have to invite him to get in?
Yeah.
That's the invite. Yeah. She's like, get in here and start sucking my blood.
Come through the crib and get your back knocked out and your 10 toes in the air. Let's go. That's what it means. Let's get ready.
Should we be knocking people's backs down? What?
Well, moving on, Shia LaBeouf and Margaret Qualley are leaving nothing to the imagination. They both decided to thirst trap and get completely naked in Margaret's sister Rainford's new music video for her single "Love Me Like You Hate Me."
It's like your marriage.
Oh my God! I love it like I hate.
And you like that sound?
Now in the video, Shia and Margaret are fully nude, playing a couple who experience joy, sex, and turmoil over the course of a handful of minutes. Take a look.
Wow.
I am mean to me. Kiss it better, baby. You love me like you hate me.
Oh wow.
Did you see it?
Yeah.
I saw it. Did you see?
Even though I think Dish blurred that out.
They blurred that out, but that's we saw Shia's LaBeouf.
We saw what we know.
But can you imagine asking a family member to get naked for your music video?
Never. I remember going to a birthday dinner and we were all going out as a family and I came downstairs and I had a shirt on with like too much cleavage, but not crazy. But I looked down and I was like, I should change my shirt. Some of my nephew's going to be there, who was 15 at the time, and my brother. And like, I didn't even want to have cleavage in front of my family members. So I can't imagine going, yeah, sis, completely just lay there naked and let a guy with his penis just crawl on top of you and action. I'm like, oh, God, no.
And especially, Heidi, it's your sister's boyfriend. That's kind of, what if you end up liking that person?
Wait.
Rainsford and Shia LaBeouf are a couple? You heard it here first. Sherry doesn't know.
That's even crazier.
But that's the biggest scoop of the day.
I love how you both called me at the same time. You called me on the same exact time, 20.
All right, you guys. It's time for Thirst Trapping with the Stars. Frank, here's one for you. Hannah Brown from The Bachelorette shared a nude picture of her in Cabo San Lucas. Everybody's naked in Cabo. I got to go. She's looking over the edge of an infinity pool with the caption, "Views." She looks amazing.
Yeah, she got a little cheeky with the caption.
She's absolutely
thirst trapping, but I think she needed better photography direction from whoever took that picture because it doesn't look that great. I think she needed to arch her back more, give us a little more
pop it out of the water.
A little more rumpty rump out of the water, like when a whale crests. Yeah, I want to see some butt.
Her blowhole.
Yeah, I want to see the blowhole.
You want to see her blowhole, Frank.
All right, next up, I guess this would be for really Sherry only and all of you ladies and gay gentlemen and non-conforming people. It's Charlie Puth, everybody. Don't go anywhere. We're going
to
talk about it.
So Charlie Puth,
he's face down on a massage table. I guess he saves his foot long for the Subway commercials. Finger guns. Anyway, he captioned it, "The best." Now, Sherry, what do you think here? Thirst trap?
Well, you know, I hope that Charlie doesn't poof on the dog is what I'm saying, Heidi.
I think that dog is thirst trapping for sure. God. That dog is definitely thirst trapping.
I like the dog, though. I like that thirst trap.
Me too.
So up next, if you think Mark Consuelos has gotten too big for his britches, Kelly Ripa says, you're right. We'll explain after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back, everybody.
Woo!
Okay. Kelly Ripa wants the world to know her husband, Mark Consuelos, is packing. And I'm not talking about a gun. No, no, no. Although it might be able to double as a shooter, if you know what I mean. And I know you
do. Yikes. No, we don't.
Kelly posted a series of throwback Halloween pictures, including one of Mark dressed up as a cop from the classic TV show Chips. And baby, this made fans' eyes bulge because Mark's manhood was the center of attention on this photo. And the fans were bold with the comments. One fan commented, "Oh my God, your husband's basket." And another wrote, "Your husband stuffed his pants," suggesting that Mark's junk wasn't real. But Mark stepped into the comments and replied, "Full disclosure, I believe that's definitely a shadow that's causing that bulging effect." And Kelly replied, "Baby, are you seeing shadows?" And Mark said, "Pretty sure."
Not to me, Sherry, honey. God. This is a big no-no. Miss Kelly been thirst trapping her husband a long time. She always posts pictures of him and stuff. And my thing is, girl, when you do that, that makes other girls get excited, honey, and want your man. He would be wrapped in a sheet, honey, if he walked out of my house.
Now, Chewy, would you want your lady to be showing off your package, or would you feel violated?
I mean, I wouldn't mind, but your girls might be hitting me up, or other females might be hitting me up, and I might be getting attention you might not want. So, hey, sometimes it's good to keep a good thing a secret. You know what I'm saying?
I absolutely agree with you. I didn't already DM Mark Consuelos. I'd have sent 9 DMs to Mark Consuelos. Right. You can put it out there.
There's going to be problems.
You about to get blocked.
There's going
to
be problemos. Let me tell you something.
Mucha problema. Sí. All right, ladies, listen up. So rapper Trick Daddy says, if you got a good job, your own home and a car, your ass might be left alone for the rest of your life. You can't be too damn independent. Wow, especially, Sherry, check this out. If you're strong, black, and independent, listen what he had to say.
Be careful of your independency, women. I'm not telling you to have to depend on a man, but be able to depend on that man. Because a lot of strong, independent women, they end up lonely.
Okay, first I got Beyonce and Destiny's Child telling me, all the single ladies, you know, be independent woman, be independent, do your own thing.
Right.
And then I got Trick Daddy telling me, if you pay your own telephone bills and you buy your own car, Sherry, you're going to be by yourself. You know what? I'm by myself.
Yeah.
And I'm a boss.
Let me tell you, Sherry, like, as men, we're nurturers. You know, they say women are nurturers, but men like to spoil women. You know what I mean? So there's nothing wrong with it. He probably encountered some people that's like, yo, Trick, I don't want you doing nothing for me. Some people are independent because they have no choice. But when you finally got somebody that wants to do for you, give them a little.
Sherry, don't fall for the okey-doke, honey. And yes, like Head Crack said, men like to spoil women, but y'all black women ain't getting spoiled, so let's just be clear about that one. But I'm independent, honey, and, you know, I think that's one of the reasons why I'm alone, honey.
Mm. Well, Gary, I think your mouth is going to get you in trouble. That's what I think, why you're independent.
You think?
And why you're here by yourself. It's not because it's your mouth.
Or his mouth, or Gary's mouth actually might get him some gifts. So you don't know. You don't know.
All right. Today's deal is the Celliant 18-piece glass food storage set. This set is made just for food storage. 9 glass containers and 9 matching locking lids. Perfect for storing all your holiday leftovers.
Now, you know what I love about this? The lids, honey. The seals. They just seal airtight so everything will stay fresh.
Yup, and the glass containers are durable and oven safe. All you gotta do is make sure to remove the lids before you cook, and it's all good. And they're also 100% BPA.
Well, how much is it, Head Crack?
Well, usually this set could run you as high as $55. But you know, we got deals on lock. So for the Dish Nation family, it's only $27. Just go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
All right, coming up, Boosie Badass, honey. Almost had a run-in with Iron Mike Tyson. We'll tell you all about it after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. All right, everybody. It looks like Boosie Badass wasn't trying to step in the ring with the Iron Mike.
Oh.
Boosie recently sat down with Mike for an episode of his podcast, Hot Boxing with Mike Tyson. And things turned a little bit left when Mike pressed Boosie about his homophobic comments that he made earlier this year about Dwayne Wade's transgender child, Zaya Wade. Take a look.
Why do you say things about person that might be a homosexual.
I really commented on the Dwayne Wade situation. Yeah. You know, like that's just going too far. You know, at 12 years, always like.
What? Check this out. I agree with you 100%, right? But check this out. Who the am I to say anything?
Mike got okay. him all the way together.
Well, I felt bad for Boosie Badass. I mean, it was a little sad because, I mean, Mike, I love Mike Tyson as well, but, you know, yes, Boosie did say that, but Mike should have been a little bit more gentler the way he asked him about it. You know, I just think it was sad.
HK, Mike is an intimidating interviewer. Does he make you scared? Because you don't interview people like that, HK.
He doesn't scare me particularly, but it's just the fact that, like, how much he's evolved over the years. And maybe this is always who we've been, and it just needed, like, less going on to calm him all the way down. Like, this was just a textbook psychiatry session with somebody who needed an intervention from somebody who would listen to. I think Boosie would listen to Mike, and I think Boosie's going to be a better person because of it.
Absolutely. I agree.
Well, moving on, looks like Tiffany Haddish had a bone to pick with her friend Marlon Wayans. Now, during her guest hosting spot on the Ellen DeGeneres Show, Tiffany asked Marlon why she never got cast in any of his film projects, even after auditioning several times. And get this, she even auditioned for a role that was, like, described as a Tiffany Haddish type, and she still didn't get the job. Check it out.
You was always, me and my family always say you're funny. You know, as producers, you know, you hire people and you cast people. You were always funny, but you was just so, you was always on 10. Like, and you was just, sometimes you just be like inappropriate. It's like a love scene and you want to sit on the actor's lap and fart. And it's like, no, Tiffany, it's not for this scene.
So, Sherry, do you agree with Marlon? And do you think she was offended by what he said?
I think it's so funny because I've worked with Marlon before. I've been on Marlon's show and I played Marlon's sister. For Marlon to say somebody's on 10, when he's usually on 15. That's pretty bad. But I think, and Marlon actually is the type of person, literally, HK, he will say to you, go there.
Maybe it should have been private, but I think Tiffany saw this as an opportunity to call him out. You auditioned for them and the family and for films several times, and even in the breakdown, it says your name, a Tiffany Haddish type, and it's Tiffany Haddish, and she doesn't book it. Like, come on, y'all.
They had in the breakdown one time they was auditioning for a younger Sherry Shepherd. I was very offended.
You went across the street, got some Botox, and then came right back to the audition. Is that what you did?
I did, but they wouldn't let me come in. They wanted to introduce you too old.
All right, up next, find out what role Jada Pinkett Smith turned down, honey, for her beloved Tupac Shakur. We'll find out more after the break.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms, at Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Nation. It seems, according to Jada Pinkett Smith, friendship is thicker than a movie role? Oh, yeah. Lorenz Tate was recently interviewed by Hip Hollywood, and he revealed how Tupac was her reason for not starring in the urban classic Dead Presidents. Wow. Take a look.
What?
I said, why didn't you do the movie? That they kept saying they had the character Delilah, you know, who was the sister of Juanita, okay? You was gonna be this revolutionary thing. And she was like, I just couldn't do it. Because at the time, I was really close with Tupac. And Tupac had this sort of beef at the time with the Hughes brothers.
Please don't let any of my girlfriends come to me and tell me not to work with somebody. And we talking about a check? I worked on a movie where my girlfriend would have been engaged to the director. He cheated on her and they didn't get married. And I still was like, hey, director, what you want me to do? Shoot.
Wow.
Stop. I think it's a testament to their friendship, though, you know, because they were such good friends that she didn't do the movie because it was such an iconic role.
Sherry, I don't believe you sitting here playing crazy, though, Sherry. Now, you know damn well that girl Jada and Tupac had something going on.
I feel like they
had
sex.
You don't just turn down a role girl because he a friend.
You know, Jada is one of those kind of people. She don't kiss and tell. So, Gary, you could be right. It might have been something romantic. That might have been pillow talk. You laying in a bed with your man, and he like, don't do that movie. And she like, baby, please. Yeah, I changed my mind, Gary. You got me to change my mind.
Sherry, the power of, honey. I ain't gonna say the word. You know, the power of.
Ooh, the power of what? The power of what, Gary?
Spell it out, Gary.
The
show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Owning a home is full of surprises. Some wonderful, some not so much. And when something breaks, it can feel like the whole day unravels. That's why HomeServe exists. For as little as $4.99 a month, you'll always have someone to call. A trusted professional ready to help, bringing peace of mind to 4.5 million homeowners nationwide. For plans starting at just $4.99 a month, go to HomeServe.com. That's HomeServe.com. Not available everywhere. Most plans range between $4.99 to $11.99 a month your first year. Terms apply on covered repairs.